Please rise for the prayer of the church. In addition to the names that are mentioned in our sick and recovering list, we'll also uplift the family of Joel Bond with as they mourn his passing and look forward to his memorial service on April 13th. And then also Kathy Hammer. She is the mother of Derek Fisher in our congregation. She is having surgery in the days ahead. Let us bow our head. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Father, we give you thanks and praise for sending your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, into this world to bear our sins and be our Savior. Under his watchful eye, we live as your children, protected from all danger and guarded in heart and mind. Hear now the prayers we bring before your throne of grace. Lord, in your mercy, watch over us and hear our prayer. O Lord, your eye is always on your creation. Grant that our land be fruitful because of your faithfulness. Bless all those who labor as you give us strength for the fulfillment of our daily callings. Guide the members of our government and all those who lay down their lives to guard and defend us, that we be protected from the threats of our adversaries and give thanks to you for your constant care. Lord, in your mercy, watch over us and hear our prayer. Healer of the broken, work mightily in the lives of all who experience hardships in their health. Lord, today we pray for Kathy and the surgery upcoming, that you would bless the surgery as far as keeping her safe and giving discernment to the nurses and doctors as they care for her, and for her family as they extend hands to care for her in the days ahead. For the family of Joel Bond, as they mourn his passing, in thanksgiving for the memories and for the time with Joel, and also for your sure promises that extend even beyond death. Lord, also for those in our congregation experiencing change or going through travel during the spring break, give them safety and joy with their friends and bring them back safely with us. Lord, also for those in our hearts this morning in our congregation, Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Gail, Ava, Paul, Evan, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Alicia and Miles, Gary, Ryan, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Betty Iverson, Ron, Addie, Monty, JD, the family of Carla and her family, Janine, Art and Sandy, Brenda, Mal, Andrew, Rick, Kiera, Carlos, Dennis, Peggy, Pete, Dan, and Anna. Grant that all who ask for healing mercies lift up their eyes to you, the watchman for our bodies and souls, and find peace in knowing that your face is shining upon them. Lord, in your mercy,
watch over us and hear our prayer.
Into your loving hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And taught by our Lord Jesus, we are emboldened to pray the prayer he gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Go with us today, O Lord, and in your great mercy defend us from the dangers that may come this week. Open our eyes to your work done in and around us this week. Amen.